W is for...
Whoa.
F is for...
Fuck Freddy.
O is for...
Oh, Travis.
D is for...
Dippin' Dots.
Get ready. W, F, O, D. Left speaker.
Check.
Right speaker. Check. Mic. Check. Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I don't like the way the chat is going. I don't like it.
Why? Because it's the start of week. You love Mike Monk?
No. You guys were saying it was that last week, and now it's a new week, so we're not doing it.
No, that started on like Wednesday, so if it is only a week, it's Wednesday to Wednesday.
It carries through to at least Thursday morning.
But I do believe it's We Love Mike Month now.
Do we do our weeks to where we start the week?
Yep.
That's how we gauge weeks?
We can't tell people about it before we do the show, right?
No, it'd ruin the bit.
Exactly. So it starts when we probably not even broadcast to a live audience.
Man,
when we drop
your
this thing on the podcast
this week.
Is this what it's going to be? Bunch of little.
You work so hard on the show this week. I can't wait to do it with you.
Guys, yeah, remember to contact the show is 636
really good
487 hand or WFOD show on Skype. I'm Mike.
Call us up. Let us know how much you love Mike and appreciate him.
Tell us your favorite Mike story from recently, from years gone by. Just something to appreciate Mike.
Guys, drunks here. Travis is here. We're doing the show. It's really exciting. Travis, I know that you're not a baseball fan. Did you happen see the tale of Sean Newcomb this week?
No, I don't know who that is.
Travis, he's a rookie pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, the Sean Newcomb. And he's in his first season. He's a 25-year-old guy. He's a young guy.
Young guy.
You know, in the history of Major League Baseball, starting in 1876, Travis, there has been less than 300 no-hitters hit. They average like 2 a year. It doesn't happen very often. And if it does happen, it's pretty rare that like a virtual unknown is the one pitching it. You know, they don't really give the kids full games anymore. The kids, they pitch 4 or 5 innings, you know, ripping those fastballs down there. And they say, whoa, your arm is tired. You need like 4 days off.
Yeah, they're spent. They don't want to risk that. They don't want to risk that arm, that moneymaker.
So this Sean Newcomb, he's having the game of his life, Travis. He's a young guy. He's pitched 20 Major League Baseball games total. And while he's pitching this incredible game, people are thinking, you know what I need to do? I need to scroll back to the beginning of Sean Newcomb's Twitter timeline.
You're fucking kidding me, right?
To 2011. Because this guy's having a great day, Travis.
Are you having a joke on me? Like, is this really something that had to happen?
So Sean Newcomb is pitching a no-hitter. Like I said, Travis, less than 300 have been pitched the entire history of Major League Baseball. It doesn't happen very often.
When I did follow baseball, you knew the no-hitter was special. Like, when you were watching a baseball game, people were freaking out. You'd get to, like, the seventh inning, and people were, like, losing their minds. Like, I can't believe we got here.
So he's a 25-year-old guy. That would make, in 2011, 2012, what would that make him? It would make him a 17, 18.
A teenage boy.
It'd make him, like, out of high school.
Barely.
Travis, you will be sad to learn that when Sean Newcomb, a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, was in high school or college, he called some of his friends fags. Travis.
You could call people fags back in 2011.
You absolutely could.
You absolutely could say you could absolutely call a buddy a fag, and you could say something was gay. It wasn't a derogatory term.
He tweeted, gay guy just told me whipped cream is coming tomorrow, ... caps lock. Whoa. And we need to screenshot that, Travis, because Sean Newcomb is having a good day, goddammit, and we can't have that. We can't have people having good days anymore, Travis.
I certainly hope they posted it directly to the Atlanta Braves fucking Twitter page.
Oh, absolutely. Sean Newcomb, we got to bring him down.
So is this the life that we live now? Is this the world we live in? Anytime anybody has a good day, we're going to take 3-4 hours, scroll through all of their social media, and see if we can find something to just totally shit on.
Travis,
them.
It gets worse for Sean Newcomb.
Of course it does.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Kid's about to make history. He's got his date with destiny. And a guy rips a single past the shortstop, ruins us.
Oh, motherfucker.
I bet if you were pitching, you would have gotten that no-hitter, Mike.
So to add insult to injury, the fact that he was so close, yet so far away, as soon as he got to the locker room to shower up and check his fucking phone, all he is bombarded by, hey, look at this homophobe over here.
It reminded me, do you remember that gal that tweeted that bad joke about, I'm going to Africa, I hope nothing happens to me, LOL, just kidding, I'm white. And then, like, she was on the plane, and, like, the hashtag was something like, has such and such landed yet?
Oh, yeah, that's before you could get internet on planes, I think.
By the time her plane had landed, she had been fired from her job, and her life had been destroyed. And that's what it reminded me of. Everybody sees this guy on television pitching the game of his life. He's probably... you know, in his mind, he's already picking out what hat he wants to wear to his Hall of Fame induction.
Well, and he's got the quotes all ready for ESPN magazine. Like, he knows he's going to get interviewed for throwing that no-hitter. Yeah, he is psyched.
You know, they canned Alex Jones off of Facebook and Spotify and iTunes today. It was a coordinated attack. They got all of them. And I mean, Alex Jones is a shithead and he says crazy weird things, but it's kind of weird when they can just like take it all away from you, you know?
They got him on YouTube too, right? They took him off YouTube.
Did they take him off YouTube? I know there was a couple of things that took him off.
Yeah.
But you know, and it goes back to what I was saying about the James Gunn, you know, like we like James Gunn's work. And so that one hit us harder than some of these other ones. But I don't agree with him. But I mean, I don't want to take away the guy's platform. The guy built it. He made it with his thing, you know, and his thing is crazy nonsense. But you know, people need someone to go listen to crazy nonsense that they like. If people want to go listen to that guy and buy his weird supplements, I mean, he's the one putting it out there. I can choose to listen to it or not to listen to it.
Right. And is he doing any more damage than like a Hannity? You know what I mean?
Well, probably. He's a kookadoodle.
Have you listened to like Sean Hannity?
Not really.
So
I don't really listen to Alex Jones either, but
no, well, right. You wouldn't.
But when these platforms start acting as like a publisher and like they're deciding what they will and won't let you do based on, you know, your political views and stuff, it starts to get kind of scary, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, people get all indignant, too. And then they start tweeting at Alex Jones saying, ha ha, wouldn't want to be a not going to miss you. You know, that kind of shit. Like people feel real good about themselves. You know,
what is that? What is that about us that we like to kick people?
Let's say revel in people's misery. I don't know. Like I mean, that, I guess people make good livings off of it.
What's that Johnny Football guy?
Oh, Johnny Manziel.
Travis, Johnny Manziel is a piece of shit. He's an awful guy.
He's a child.
He's a young man who's good at football, and they paid him lots of money, and he blew it. He did drugs and stuff. He quit the Cleveland Browns and like went and gambled all his money in Vegas or something. And now he's in the Canadian Football League, Travis. I mean, the guy has lost.
Yeah, well, you know, these guys are going to realize that you don't have to, like, add to just the pile of shit that their lives have become. You know, if you ever watched, like, that Brian Bosworth 30 for 30, like, you know, he was in the top of the world for the longest time, and he just flushed it down the toilet by being a young dipshit. And you look at him talk now, and he's got, like, a young teenage son and shit, and he's, like, looks back on his life just, like, just so downtrodden, like just so sad about the decisions that he made. So you don't need to be the people cheering from the cheap seats about the downfall of anybody.
Right. Like Johnny Manziel played in a football game this past weekend and threw 4 interceptions in the Canadian Football League. And Twitter was abuzz, Travis. They were so excited that a Canadian Football League quarterback through 4 interceptions, because we just got to keep kicking the guy. We got to keep kicking him because fuck him. He was a silly kid once.
Yeah, he was like he was drafted into the NFL. They gave him more money than you and I will ever know in our entire lifetimes when he's like 20 some years old. What do you think these kids are going to do if they don't have the proper guidance? They're going to drink and do drugs and they're going to live their lives. I don't know what most people did when they were in their late teens, early 20s, but I wasn't making the best life decisions at that time. And then give me millions of dollars. Come on.
Oh yeah. And by the way, his parents were like well-to-do. So,
right. So he already was kind of probably douchey a little bit.
Oh, he's super douchey.
He knew money, you know. But, I mean, come on. People learn.
Well,
you can't.
And, Travis, not to keep piling on, but these are the stories that I got this week, Travis. That Farrah Abrahams, the teen mom.
Oh, Backdoor Farrah?
Yeah, she was doing the pornographies for a while. And by the way.
Great.
Her pornographies, top notch.
Yeah, real thumbs up over here, too.
Top notch.
I bet you would make a great pornography.
Farrah Abrahams pornographies. They're good ones. But I mean, she's a dopey gal.
Yeah, she's not brilliant.
And she's trying to stay in the limelight. And I hear that now she's getting into celebrity boxing. And there's a promotion.
She's going the route of like Tonya Harding?
Yeah, there's a promotion trying to get her an opponent. And they're offering Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and all the other female, they'll give it to what was the Nickelodeon gal?
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. Let's get Amanda Bynes in there too. There's fuck ups. Let's make them fight each other now. Just somebody needs to go to Farrah Abrahams and say, "Hey, gal, it's okay. You don't gotta do stuff like this. Stop it."
Well, we had this conversation, I think, was it last week when we were talking about Who is America? And we were talking about how Sacha Baron Cohen kind of paraded that gal from The Bachelor or Bachelorette in front of the camera and made her say stupid shit. I feel like people really are into these young people who torpedo their lives by trying to stay famous. And we just love to watch how their lives spiral out of control.
And it's weird,
if it was just like
Travis,
a normal child, we would be like, hey, this is child abuse. And then these kids have to live with that. There's not very many kids that rebound from these things. And in the same media that says, hey, we maybe shouldn't be reveling and enjoying the downfall of these children are the same ones that report when Millie Bobby Brown breaks up with this other random like child. It's like, oh, Millie Bobby Brown was dating this other semi-famous child, and guess what? They've announced a split. Like, maybe don't talk about Millie Bobby Brown dating and who she's splitting with and discussing the romantic life of a 14, 15, 16-year-old kid.
But it's crazy, Travis, because I know that the world is the same and that I've changed. I look at Sean Newcomb's 2012 tweets, and I just think about Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff, you know, like,
yeah.
And I loved that song. I did. And I probably tweeted that people were fags in 2012, too. If you go back to 2012, I probably did it. But I don't anymore. And the watching Farrah Abrahams box Lindsay Lohan, 2012, Mike probably would have jumped at that and said, oh, that's hilarious. These fuck ups are going to fight each other. Good. Fuck them. But now it just makes me sad. It all and the Sacha Baron Cohen thing. I watched the one this week, and it just made me sad. It's all fucking depressing.
It really, you know, because when you kind of, as you get older, you step back and you look at these people that, you know, oh, they're being humiliated, and how funny is that? When you really step back and think about it, they're just people. You don't know people, you know, like people can say some vile shit. They don't necessarily mean vile shit. Like you said, I know in the past that I've said many things that I, you know, don't necessarily regret, but would never say in this day and age. I have a very bad memory of a really poor joke that I told in mixed company that got not a great reaction when I was like in my early 20s. And I'll tell you what, I didn't have hatred in my heart when I told it, but I'll tell you what, I never told that joke again anywhere in any company. You learn. People learn.
Words you could say in 2012, that's retarded.
Yeah, retarded.
You could call somebody a fag.
Yep.
Midget was
the next word out of my mouth. Yep, midget. Yep.
And they're not anymore.
You can't say any of them.
And you can't say you liked Limp Bizkit either.
I did.
You have to say that Limp Bizkit was always lame.
Yeah, right. Everybody always hated him. That's why they became like multi-smash hit artists for years.
Right.
Nobody liked them.
You don't say, I went and bought Nickelback's Silver Side Up album on 9/11. You can't say that.
Always hated
the 9/11, Travis, went and bought Nickelback's album that morning because it had just dropped. It was a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
When you do that, when you do that thing where you're like, where were you on 9/11? I'll tell you where I was. Target. Because there was a new Nickelback out and I fucking needed it.
You went before school?
Yep.
Wow.
Went before school.
Oh, so you did it before the towers got hit then?
Nope. I watched the towers for a while and then it was almost time to go to school and I was like, I gotta stop on my way to school and get that Nickelback album.
I gotta have something to listen to on the way to school.
Well, did you not go to school like the first half of the day or something?
I was gonna say that was like 9:30, like quarter to 10, wasn't it?
Guys, look. At community college, you can set your own hours, and my classes were later on in the day because I was sleeping in.
I thought you graduated high school in 2001.
I was sleeping in. Yeah, it's September. A new school year begins.
Fair enough.
And we're in community college now.
Fair enough.
The progression. How long did you last in community college? Did you go all the way?
Mike was born in 82. Bum 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 bum. He started playing baseball at 5. Bum, 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 bum. Then he started playing soccer. Bum, 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 bum. Made some friends and married a girl in preschool. Bum, 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 bum.
You married a girl in preschool?
I did.
Was it that one girl that liked the Turtles?
You were playing soccer in preschool? And baseball?
I think that I stopped hanging out with my wife from preschool. I think that my mom and her mom didn't like each other.
Oh.
And I think that they stopped bringing us over to
school. Were you like neighbor kids? Or?
So you could have like your own like TLC show. You have multiple wives.
It sounded
right
like
now.
You were, not that you aren't anymore, but you were quite the ladies' man growing up.
And third grade, it got ruined. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he liked the ladies.
Oh, yeah, I've always liked the ladies drunk. I like the ladies. Mike got a job at Pizza Hut. Bum, 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 bum. See, it's a good story.
Indeed.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get to the, did you finish community college?
Oh, no.
That was my question.
Dropped out, Travis. Dropped out.
Jody.
In the chat, Jody asked, did she suck yo dick, is what Jody asked in the chat.
That makes sense.
It's a callback from last week. See, like... Drunk represents the Limp Bizkit area of our show. You know, like, drunk asks those Sean Newcomb questions that we're just way too mature for. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
Travis?
You are the most.
Yeah, he still got him right on the tip of his tongue.
Yeah, he's the low brow end.
I love how mature you are.
Yeah,
you're so funny.
So we got the Hollywood Fantasy Draft coming up here in a little bit. Jody will be joining us along with B Rob from the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast. The draft.
Not looking too hot, is it?
There's not really any good movies coming
winners,
up.
Winners, yeah. It's unfortunate.
In the chat, Michelle said something about how she would watch a Mike porno if it was free. And Jody says Mike's the funniest. Mike Appreciation Week appears to still be going on. I don't support it.
No, Mike Appreciation Month. We love Mike Month.
No.
Yes.
No. I don't like that hashtag. I don't like any of it. It makes me feel weird. I just stop.
Nope, not going to stop. It's a whole month long, the month of August. It'll be next month, too.
We didn't do
Not next month, next year.
Much strategizing.
Next August, mark it down.
In the Hollywood
We love
fan.
Mike month.
August is it's going to be a thing every yep. August. You're going to forget.
No, we won't.
Your memory's as long as your pecker. You won't remember. You won't.
Jody will help me remember. Fucking
no.
Matt Leroy will help me remember. I got friends to help me remember.
Travis, we're not gonna do this, right?
Travis?
Oh no. Oh no, Travis! There, not
buddy?
Again, Travis.
Man, we're still like 8 minutes away from a break.
Did we
too.
Do it? Did we do it again, Travis? Oh no.
I was about to say, I noticed he'd been awfully quiet here. usually he interjects with something.
I had some things to say.
Oh, okay. Travis, recap the last 5 or 6 minutes because I don't think we heard anything.
I had a nice story about you that I just wanted to share with the listeners. I'm not going to go back into it. It was just a really nice, heartwarming story about why you are one of the best and one of the greatest people that I know. And I just wanted to implore people, the phone lines are open if you want to call to say something about Mike. And also, feel free throughout the week to call and leave a voicemail. We'll be sure to play that on next week's show.
So you told a story, but we didn't get to hear it?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you guys started talking about how it was Mike month again, I was in the middle of this story. And it was really, I mean, I choked up a little bit, and I was hoping that everybody would hear it, but then I heard you guys still talking.
You got choked up and everything, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good story, and it kind of just set the precedent on why we wanted to do this for you, and wanted our listeners to, you know, you might come off as abrasive sometimes, maybe sometimes, you know, we give you a little bit of shit, but I think this really would have been an insight into just really kind of the core of your humanity.
The story that you told.
The story that I just told.
That we missed?
Correct, yeah. And I didn't know I wasn't on until you guys were saying, oh, I think we must have lost him, so, wow. I mean... Maybe I'll put that in a blog post. I'll get that essay ready. I've been trying to tweak it over the course of the last 6 months. I'll see if I can put it together.
6 months? You've put like a lot of time into this?
A lot of time into this.
Are you writing my eulogy?
Yeah. So, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll get it up on the website.
Travis, you're not one of those guys that has like a bunch of eulogies ready, are you?
Oh, I'm always working on eulogies in my head.
Just in case?
You never know.
Travis.
Mm-hmm.
You'll help me remember next year that August is We Love Mike month, right?
As long as I'm still breathing and on this earth.
Why August, though?
Because it's currently August, and it's We Love Mike month.
Huh. It's the dog days of summer. We're kind of winding down. It's time to bring up the things that we love.
Travis, you know that if I die, you're going to be the one that's going to have to tell people.
Well... I'm sure I won't be the only one. I'm sure we'll be singing it from the rooftops. We'll be playing that old horn. That old.
I will remember you. Will you remember me?
Is that the Dying Dog song?
No, that's you're thinking Arms of.
Oh, yes, Angel. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
In the arms of the angel. Walk away.
It's the song that Travis listens to when he beats off.
That's what I sing.
Uses his tears for lube.
So what do you think, Travis? You gotta do a break and come back with the boys and do the draft. I got their names in a hat. I'm worried about this draft, Travis, because nothing is clear cut. Like the last one, I'd say the first three or four movies, you knew what they were going to be.
Well, this is like a dead spot in the year now. Like, you know, it was always summer blockbuster season, but summer blockbuster season kind of starts in February now. So you just have these dead months, these couple of dead months after summer leading to the Oscar bait season where we're not quite there yet.
I don't know, man. I'm worried about it.
What was the first overall pick last time? Was it Han Solo?
Deadpool 2 was the first pick. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to get the boys on. We're going to do a draft. Awesome.
Time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Tom Cruise about his new film, Mission Impossible Fallout, in theaters now.
First off, did you see Hotel Transylvania 3 yet?
It's an epic tale. It's a personal tale, and there's incredibly huge stakes, emotional stakes, I think, for the characters.
Okay, so Mission Impossible 6. Let's talk about the cast.
I work with people that I admire, people that I respect, and there's a great dynamic with Ving Rhames in this one. And
oh, right, the Arby's guy.
There's something about when he plays that character, I just... so engaging and surprising to me.
That guy can really sell some roast beef. Speaking of beefy, Superman's got a mustache in this one.
He came to this film and he really brought it. People will see.
I can't wait.
WFOP!
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
We again wear the HFL crown, demolishing the competition and sending the water cooler's crew packing. Before the naysayers claim this one was won by a single movie, which is sort of true. Well, let's just recap how we got here. We were not the first pick. We were the second pick, meaning The Incredibles shouldn't have even come to us. It also means Jurassic World 2 was available to everyone at least once, and not safe for water coolers twice. Also, Ant-Man and Han Solo should have done better than they did. It's like The Interview all over again. You'd think Jim was cursed. The draft for the next round is coming up momentarily. No major blockbusters coming up, so it'd be a great time for you to bail on your movie pass and read a book. Good luck to all combatants.
A few mementos for you. Once again, WFOD.
Music. Hey, man. You cut off the
of breaking. We're taking a moment to collect our thoughts.
Do when it divided high and low. You got to bury the seed in the dirt, my friend, if you want the thing to grow. Isn't that so?
See, I'm nervous about this draft, see, because what's going to happen is. Do you remember when B-Rob won? B-Rob won with a bunch of goddamn horror movies. And see, what happened was when I was doing the list, I think that, like, I just have, like, a internal filter in my mind that just skips all those spooky-looking posters.
Blinders.
Yeah. I got horror blinders, Travis, is what I got.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought it up. You were like, hey, that Nun movie, that's a Conjuring movie. That's going to be a big hit. I was like, oh, maybe I should have had that on the list, huh? Make a swipe back through and look for creepy old people hanging from ceilings and stuff.
But maybe you're just smarter than that, Mike, and you just know.
I skip them. Skip them.
You sons of bitches.
Rob and Jody, are you guys both there? Hi, guys.
Yes.
Rob is a past champion. He's not the current champion, though.
No,
he's
anymore.
Relinquishing his title to us.
Mm-hmm. But he can claim he has a notch on his bedpost, correct?
He has a notch on his bedpost.
Did you actually put physical notch?
I think B-Rob made a championship belt, didn't he?
No. Somebody made us a championship belt at one point, and we were mailing it around for a while, but then when it got to one douchebag, he just kept it.
Yeah, and the person who made it, I think, disappeared off the internet.
Yeah. He deleted all of his stuff and quit podcasting.
Fair enough.
So
probably a good idea, actually.
The smartest one of all of us, Travis. The smartest one around. And entering the game for the new season is Jody from the P.O. Boys podcast.
Hola.
Hi, Jody.
Is he a first timer here?
First time on the show?
No, first time.
First time being in the HFL. Yeah, absolutely. He's been on the show before.
It's a great honor for him to be brought into the fold.
I'm pretty excited about it. I got the offer on the last round, but it just didn't work out, and it broke my heart. I think I sent Mike 3 consecutive messages after he asked, and I was like, "But I can, Mike, I really want to do it. I'll figure it out, man. I'll get in that shit."
And no. I can sense Jody's excitement about it because he's been DMing me. He's been doing research. He found out that the new Jungle Book Mowgli movie is going straight to Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Poor Andy Serkis.
I'm going to scratch that off the third position.
See, the Mowgli movie and the Jungle Book, they were both being worked on at the same time. And Andy Serkis, he said, well, I can't fuck with Disney, so maybe we just got to hold on to this one for a while. So they shot it in like 2016. It's been done, but they were trying to get a comfortable distance to where they can say, maybe it's time to tell the Jungle Book again.
You remember how they never used to give a shit about that, where they would make Dante's Peak and Volcano and say, fuck it, put them out in the same month, or Armageddon and Deep Impact, and it'd be like, I don't give a shit, somebody will see this thing.
Yeah. We've already had like 3 or 4 Spider-Mans, Travis.
Not at the same time, I guess.
Not at the same time. No.
Jody, would you like to have your cherry pie?
That's about ridiculous, don't you think? Goddamn Spider-Man every 4 years. I've had 4 Spider-Mans as an adult.
plural of that, I believe, is Spider-Men.
Spider-Men? It's Spider-Them?
Spider-Guys.
Spider-People.
Oh, Spider-Pete, that's correct.
Actually, they got a cartoon Spider-Man coming out that I think has like 4 or 5 different Spider-Men in the movie.
Yeah, you got Peter Parker Spider-Man, who is voiced by Jake Johnson of New Girl fame, and I do not know who's voicing Miles Morales or the other 17 Spider-Men.
Yeah, there's Spider-Men. A Spider-Man Spider-Pig, I think.
Spider-People.
And there's Spider-Gal.
Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gal.
That shit's going to keep going before they're going to start coming for all the men in the comic books. That's going to happen, right?
Oh, it's been happening. if you're plugged into the if you're plugged into the comic book scene, it's absolutely been happening for a couple of years now.
Iron Man's a teenage black girl.
Thor, not for long. He's Thor, Odin's son, is back, and in his own title. I think she's still around. She might have died.
Is she like Thorina, or is she just Thor?
No, she was the mighty Thor. She had Mjolnir, and he was the unworthy Thor, so he didn't have his hammer, but he was out there.
So unworthy Thor is just not Thor.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, still Odin's son, but no, he's not Thor. He didn't have the hammer, so he didn't have the power.
This is shitty Thor.
I've got the power.
Pretty much shitty Thor.
He's a He-Man Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike.
Travis, we should make like a Thor that's like just apathetic and like he's all powerful and he has the hammer and stuff, but he just wants to eat bagel bites.
I kind of feel, wasn't Chris Hemsworth that kind of in the first movie where he's just like, ah, fuck this. Give me my mead. Let me hang out and eat grapes. I'll just be that fucking punk kid.
Yeah, I'll just chill out. I'm not going to fight anybody. I'm not going to do any good. I'm just going to eat some fucking bagel bites.
Yeah, he just slammed down his mug on the ground. It's like, I would like another.
Yeah. Right.
Guys.
He's the Johnny Manziel of Marvel superheroes.
Oh.
You guys.
That's not nice.
These fucking losers in the media lately. Have we talked at all about Sean Weiss yet? Has that been brought up?
Which one's Sean Weiss?
Goldberg.
Oh, the guy who was the goalie in the Mighty Ducks movies.
You guys had to have seen this on the interwebs the last couple days, right?
He's the Mighty Ducks guy. He's on drugs and he's really thin now.
Was he in D1 or D2?
Lost a lot of weight. Both. Looks good.
Oh,
he's on crystal meth. That's what it does.
He looks like an old man.
Travis, he's 38 years old.
I feel a little bit better about myself. I was feeling bad when I saw Chris Evans just turned 37 this year, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm only like a year older than him. What
Travis, is that what it is? Like we see Goldberg looking like shit and doing crystal meth, and we think, oh, I feel better about me now.
Yeah, but I'd never vocalize it on the internet.
Be like, oh, yeah, Goldberg's on crystal meth, and he was in the Mighty Ducks. So, I mean, you know, I have a job.
Yeah, right.
I'm doing pretty all right.
As long as you're somewhere between Goldberg and Chris Hemsworth, I think you're doing okay. That's
doing
the
good.
Role of the story.
Goldberg is the bar at which you set, and as long as you're above that, as long as you're above ground, you're doing okay.
On a scale of Goldberg to Chris Hemsworth, how would you rate your life?
Tom Hiddleston.
So we got to draw the draft order drunk. Okay. I put some names and some hats. I'm going to shake them up. You know, honestly, this is one that I don't think it really matters who goes first and who goes second, because it's all really kind of a crapshoot, isn't it?
Yeah,
There's no possible way we all have the same movies in our heads that we're going to
take. I don't think we do. Who goes first? Jody B gets the first overall selection. Wow.
That takes a lot of pressure off.
Fellas, it's been a real pleasure.
Oh, fuck. Well, I didn't want to go last drunk.
Oh, what does it matter?
Okay, Jody B goes first. Rob goes second.
WFOD.
And we go third. So we get the snake, meaning we get the first and second, or the last and fourth round.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
So are we doing three movies or are we doing four movies?
We are doing four, I guess.
Sweet.
I remember back in the day when we used to do the...
Albino Alligator Top 10 podcast.
At the end of the
that's coming back
draft,
quarter three,
we would
Rob,
choose
don't worry.
Our which movie is not going to do the best?
No, that's stupid. We were never able to really regulate that because, I mean, you know, there's movies that won't get picked the movie that'll do the worst. We never really figured out how to do that.
It was fun, though.
Speaking of the Albino Alligator Indie Podcast Top 10, I still have it on the old soundboard here. I mean, we could do it.
Albino Alligator Podcast Indie Top 10. Yeah.
In 2018, the year of bits, everything gets a theme song.
Yeah, the indie podcast, the Ibana Alligator indie podcast top 10 list will be coming back in Q3, guaranteed. I just got a little bit behind.
Counting sure down.
Shortchange anybody.
So Jody gets the first overall pick. Jody, you were doing strategy. I'm curious where you're going to go because... Because, I mean, you know, it's a lot of pressure, Jody, to have the first pick. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yes,
it dun, is. Dun, dun.
Now, Rob had the first pick last time, and he passed on the Expendables. Or the Expendables.
Yeah, the Expendables. The,
I would have built that just because.
The Incredibles.
Yeah, nobody passes the Expendables.
This is the way I'm looking at it, guys. I see the success of It last year. And I think that some of that's still going to carry over. Last year was a good movie or a good year for horror movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And I think there's no shortage. There's a couple on the list. And I think given what I've seen and what I've heard, the Po' Boy delegation will select first Halloween.
Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That was on everybody's list, right?
Yeah,
that was probably everybody's first pick, truthfully.
It was. And it's sad that another Halloween remake would be the first overall pick. That just shows you what a terrible draft this is going
to
be.
It is not a remake. It is a direct sequel to Part 1.
Exactly. They have Jamie Curtis, and they managed to score the Halloween release, and I think that's going to be pretty crucial to the overall box office for that one.
In that same vein, I know they're doing another Terminator movie with the original Sarah Connor, and this is supposed to be a direct sequel from Part 2.
Can't wait. Love it.
You know, they're going to have to, like, when you buy a movie ticket now, they're going to have to tell you what it's a direct sequel to. Like, they're going to have to, like, be like, before you go in there, this is a direct sequel to Part 4. So just
remember, these are the ones you got to forget, and these are the ones that are still canon.
This is Terminator 6. But kind of 3.
Well, they're also RoboCop's coming too, and it's a direct sequel to 1. So,
all right, you're going into Halloween. Just forget Ludacris and Rob Zombie.
Forget about all that. Yeah, we're going back to basics on Halloween night with Jamie Lee Curtis. I think it's going to be a slam dunk. I don't think it's going to do fucking Star Wars money.
No, but
for a horror movie. For this time of the year, it's going to be a contender.
I think a good first pick. You did a good job there.
The only two series that I can think of that kind of tried to tie it all together with all the past mistakes was Fast and the Furious and the two current iterations of the Child's Play movies, the Chucky movies.
Oh, yeah. Those last two are great.
Yeah,
they tried to tie it all together, even the crappy movies.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street, they rebooted it once, but up until then, they didn't forget anything either.
Rob, you have the second pick.
Now, see, this was kind of hard. I mean, I like the way Jody B was thinking.
Yeah, it
I
is
mean,
hard.
Halloween was on my list, but honestly, it wasn't my number one, but it was on my list. But
Halloween was our number one, I think.
Well, I'm going to stay within the genre, and I'm going to go with The Nun.
The Nun. Sticking with horror, I guess, in the parlance of our times right now, near the... near the Hallows Eve, you got to go with horror, right?
Horror is so hot right now.
Now, Travis, we are in a weird position.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, that takes two right off my personal list.
Because, Travis, I do not want Venom. But we have to take Venom, right? With one of these two picks, we have to.
Right.
But I don't want it at all.
Well, if you don't want it as your first pick, you just choose something else, and then we'll make
it. And then take it as the second pick.
The movie that I had first overall, you guys didn't agree with. And so we kind of settled on Halloween. So is it possible that one of those two picks I can have
yeah,
my movie?
Yeah, take that. Well, go ahead, take that
month,
first.
Mike, and, so you choose what you want.
Yeah.
You guys would be okay with it? I wouldn't be like...
You can do no wrong in my eyes, Mike.
No, you wouldn't be bringing an unannounced guest on the episode by picking that movie.
There's a chance that movie could be big, right?
Listen, Mike, as the defending Hollywood Fantasy League champion, your judgment has to be number one here.
Travis, Like, we're in a draft that Halloween 12 just was taken first overall.
No, technically, I mean, it's Halloween 2, Mike.
You gotta take some big swings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, you never know. This might surprise everybody.
Okay,
I'm buying what you're selling, Mike.
The first round pick, the third pick overall, WFOD is going to take First Man.
Oh, the Louis
Space Arch? Movie. Yeah.
No, it's the remake to the Harvey Milk.
No, First Man. That's a pretty good, solid joke.
The Caitlyn Jenner.
The First Man is the Neil Armstrong story. It's set in space. It's going to be an IMAX. It's the guy that did La La Land and Whiplash. So he's on kind of a string of hits. It's going to be in space. It's going to be a spectacle, right?
Is Morgan Freeman in it?
No, Morgan Freeman is not in it. It's
but since you chose it, it's going to be a
What's that guy's name? I can't think of his name right now.
Space.
Ryan Gosling.
Gosling for Andy Dufresne.
Ryan Reynolds.
The chicks dig Ryan Gosling, so it might. You never know, man.
Okay, so Travis, we have another pick here.
Venom.
You think Venom?
Damn. Bear the lead, why don't you?
I really don't want it, but we have to take it, don't we?
Yeah, I don't want it either. It could, you know, it's not going to, but Deadpool surprised everybody by what it did. It's
that wasn't
not
a surprise.
It is not going to do that.
Come on. They're already saying it's going to suck. They're making memes of Venom with big blue eyes already.
Oh, no, they got memes going. He looks like a Muppet.
So they're Justice Leaguing it. They're DC moving it. Like anytime a DC movie gets announced, everybody shits on it.
It's going to have an 18% Metacritic. Do you think that the Meg would be a better pick? Do you think the Predator would be a better pick? You think Venom's the best pick here?
No, people are excited about a Jason Statham giant shark movie in theory, but how many of those people are actually, they're like, oh yeah, fucking Jason Statham beats up a shark. Hell yeah.
Travis, I'm going to go see the fuck out of the Meg.
Oh, me and the lady are already excited to go see it.
Okay. We're going to take Venom. Travis is right. We have to take it even though we don't want it.
Yeah, I don't really want it either.
Yeah,
but
it's on record that we definitely do not want Venom. But
so
we fucking have it.
Completely bombs. It's not a surprise to us either.
Are there any on-the-line draft picks that we can, like, do trades?
Oh, you want to do a trade?
Nah, I don't want to. I was just saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
so it's back to you, Rob.
All right. I'm going to go with Mile 22.
Mile 22.
Marky Mark.
Is that Marky Mark?
It's got Ronda Rousey in it, too. You know, that's been on my... Ronda Rousey's promoted tweet has just been on my feed nonstop for, like, the last 3 weeks.
She won her first Raw match last night.
Oh, congratulations to her. I'm sure she's very proud. So, Jody, you have the next two picks.
Did we talk about what Marky Mark is fighting in Mile 22? What is he fighting in that one?
I don't.
He's fighting crime.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, just a cop. So he's going back to the streets. He's not fighting terrorists.
Well, like the description of that, Travis, it was like, you know, some undercover FBI guys get a task force. And
oh, okay.
But they don't really say like what they're going to do.
So he's not fighting like corruption as a whole. He's not fighting 9/11. He's not fighting the Boston bombing. He's not fighting ISIS. He's just fighting like street level shit.
Yeah, no, like there's some FBI guys and some task force guys, and they're gonna go do some stuff.
Hopefully, he's got a super sweet.
It has some. It has some international flavor. It has the lead character from those martial arts movies, The Raid, Redemption, and The Raid 2. So he's making his official U.S. movie debut. So that's what kind of got me hype about it. So that's kind of why I went with it.
I like all those Raid guys.
You know, that's what you do these days. You get that XXX movie that came out. They got a whole bunch of international people.
Yep.
And that Rock movie, the Skyscraper, they got international people in that. And they're just like, hey, world.
That's how you do it. You got to pander to China now.
Yeah, the Rocks movie came out like fifth year.
The three main characters from The Raid, the brothers and the little short guy that they fought at the end, all three of them landed roles in Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Yeah, they were all on the ship. They were in the ship when that monster was chasing Han Solo around. Great.
All righty,
Jody, how's your strategy looking? Are you still doing okay?
We stalled enough for you.
My top two picks are still here, so we're cool. Halloween was my number one, but I had like a 2 and a 3, and I'm finna get them both, so I'm happy with that.
What's that?
So, I'm not going to have to spiel too much. Can we talk about Venom for 1 second? I'm not real big into comic book movies or anything. What is the problem? Or have they not given enough away in the trailers to make people interested, or they just think Tom Hardy's not going to be?
All of it would have been amazing, except Venom spins directly out of a Spider-Man story, yes. And they took Spider-Man completely out of it. So it makes no sense.
No Spider-Man at all in this whole movie.
Jody, I like Venom the character. This movie looks like trash. Looks awful. It looks really bad. And you can't understand a goddamn word that guy says. Can't understand a word he fucking says.
You talking about Tom Hardy or the symbiote?
Both.
No, symbiote.
I didn't understand him as him. I didn't understand him as the guy. I didn't understand anything.
Oh, it's a symbi-person.
Symbiotic. It's a compound speech impediment. Okay. Well, I'm just curious because this, I didn't know if it was too soon because they've already had a Marvel movie earlier with the Ant-Man and Wasp thing and it kind of ate shit. So I'm curious as to why this one's flopping so hard because I don't know anything about
it. It's not an MCU movie. It's not
an MCU movie.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a Marvel property, but right. It's Sony owned.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't have Disney behind it. This is like a smaller scale thing.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Jody, you've talked me out of it. I'll trade you Venom for whatever you pick next.
You shit. You got to trust your decisions, Mike. You make the best decisions.
You are the former champion.
Yes.
Well, he's a very smart person. Very stable and brilliant genius.
You managed to pull through with a victory, and you had two counterparts to, you know, kind of like bounce ideas off of it, but you still made the solid, cool, and calm level decisions to lead you to the victory. So. Absolutely. Have faith, my friend.
I agree.
Hey guys, Mike. If I had taken something different, would you have let me have a first man in like the third or fourth round? Did I take first man too early?
Yeah.
That wasn't on your radar at all, was it?
No, it was at the bottom. But it's not on.
I don't even have stars on it on my list.
So
and
I mean,
that's funny because it's in space. There's all kinds of stars.
You could have
gotten
that one fourth is what they're saying.
We could have got first man like and fourth. Probably got one of the movies that Jody's about to take.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, also along with the horror genre and the recent successes of the Sharknado franchise, I've heard good things, and I'm going to select The Meg.
Okay. All right.
Watch that movie get like an 85% Metacritic.
Right.
Bullshit.
It's a darling.
Watch 47 Meters Down, right? Have you seen that with Mandy Moore and shit at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. It's very good. It's well acted. The cinematography is amazing. And I guarantee you, if you look up the Metacritic, it's probably like a 2.
All right. So what's the make or break, though? I mean, in that movie that you were just speaking about, how CG did the sharks look compared to this big thing?
No, man, they look great. The sharks looked amazing.
It doesn't matter because realistically, like I said, they've made like 5 of those fucking Sharknado indie films.
But that's what it is, though.
Well, look, so is it no coincidence that they happened to release that fucking movie a week after Shark Week? People are hyped about sharks, and people are saying shit like, well, I'm going to go see the fuck out of that. So I think it's going to do pretty good, surprisingly. I think it'll be the last hit of the year. I think.
I also said when they announced Ryan Reynolds' remake of Home Alone called Stoned Alone that I would go see it on opening night, and that was an exaggeration. I will wait for Netflix.
I'm looking at Jason Statham's entire history on Metacritic, and I see a lot of yellow, Travis. I see a whole lot of yellow. He has 6 movies in his entire career that have a positive review, which I think is anything above 60.
Well, and that's the thing. I love the Crank series. I love the Transporter series. That movie Homeland that he did was great. Or was it called Homeland?
Homefront has a 40% Metacritic.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's a shark movie. They don't give a shit. I mean, they didn't go see Deep Blue Sea for Aaron Eckhart. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was the shark.
They saw it for that amazing scene where Sam Jackson, in the middle of his inspirational fucking speech, gets eaten.
So we are not going to fight anymore.
So, Jody, you have another pick here.
So good.
You just took The Meg.
The Meg? My next one, short and sweet. I think that I saw the preview for this, and I happen to believe that the star power in this one solely should be enough to get people to come see it. But I have high hopes that it's going to be a good movie. And
Johnny English too.
No. I'm going to go with A Star Is Born, the Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper film.
That when I told Mike that I wanted to pick that movie, he's like, I know we're going to see that shit.
Travis, I have that fourth on my list.
Oh, you did?
Jody's having a good draft, Travis.
He's having a really good draft.
I hate that.
I told you I was listening to Marin's podcast and he had Sean Penn on like months ago. And Sean Penn is like overacting. He's over movies. He like wants nothing to do with it. He's an author now. And he said one of the most brilliant things he's seen in like the past decade is Bradley Cooper's directorial debut. Or maybe it's not his debut, but his directorial effort in A Star Is Born.
So Robin.
I think it's a remake of a Judy Garland movie, right?
No, it's a remake of a Barbara Streisand flick.
Is that it? Okay. I thought I'd seen it before at least once. So the story, I'm sure, is similar. It's just they're going to paint it in an interesting way. Are they actually singing? I'm sure Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But is Bradley Cooper singing? Or are they
I think he's like her manager. He's the one that's like trying to propel her, I think, to start.
I feel like if he's making his directorial debut and starring in it, he's probably singing. Wouldn't you think it would be silly for him
George
to
Clooney,
agree to make the movie
shit where they're going to think for years that Bradley Cooper was actually singing and he wasn't?
If you thought George Clooney was singing, you're a dipshit.
Right.
I am the man.
Yeah. Not only can he act, but he can sing. George Clooney is the fucking man.
You need to get Eddie Murphy in there. He can act and sing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rob, you have the
party all the time.
You have the next pick here, Rob.
All right, I mean, this is the sticky point for me because, I mean, I got a couple things starred on my list.
This is a sticky wicket.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, and two of them are remakes, you know, trying to bring it into the modern era with all these special effects and shit.
I know where you're at, man, and I was curious.
I mean, nostalgia is pulling me one way, and then I kind of had an argument about the other one. I'm going to go with The Predator.
There you go.
Rob went with The Predator. That's probably what we would have taken. If
Shane Black directing. Should be good.
How do you make that better, though?
It's not a remake.
You don't.
I'm just curious. The first one was pretty damn amazing for what it was. That whole, you know, can see through your camouflage bullshit. Like, I don't know.
I thought the Predators, when it was on the planet, I thought that was okay.
Me too. Adrian Brody and Topher Grace. Good flick. The
birds.
Predator. The birds?
I'm talking a joke. We're strategizing over here.
Oh.
You're picking Purge, the TV series?
No.
You get a lot of points. That's 10 episodes.
So did anybody see Purge, first Purge?
I did. It was
How was it?
Dog, it turned into a John Woo flick toward the end.
Nice.
Motherfuckers was throwing guns behind their back and shooting and shit and all kind of crazy junk.
I like that.
Shit was in slow motion, fucking doves flying and all kind of crap.
Release the purge, fucking doves swirling around our main character's head. See, I'm in.
It has me interested on what the TV series is going to be based around because, all right, the first Purge has taken place in the year 2017, I believe.
Okay.
Then the actual first Purge, the movie that they released with Ethan Hawke, that was in 2022.
So it was like then, 4 or 5 years into the Purge.
Then the next movie was 2023, and in that movie, they said that the Purge had been going on 6 years. So. And then I forget what year it was in Purge Election Day. I think by the time that movie came around, The Purge had been going on like 16 years.
I was going to say, because I think Frank Grillo was already through a bunch of purges, so he was like the expert to try to help that congressman lady.
Yeah, so the whole span from like the first Purge that just came out all the way up until Election Day is the span of 16 years of The Purge.
You know what the best idea would be with The Purge TV series is to make it like an anthology series, and then you could like do The Purge in space, you could do The Purge in the Old West. I mean, you could just purge wherever the fuck you wanted.
Purge in Atlantis.
Oh, I'm totally into that.
Purging Manhattan.
Now, if this were a competition of what movie on this list do I want to see the most, Bad Times at the El Royale is the movie that I want to see the most on this list.
Okay, I mean, I got that on my list as well, but as starred.
Is three people going to see that movie, Drunk?
I've never heard of it, so.
I haven't either.
It has Jeff Bridges in it. It has Thor in it. It has a fuckload of people, but it looks weird. It looks really fucking weird.
It had me confused with that Artemis Hotel movie with Bautista and all those other motherfuckers in it.
Travis, we have the next two picks here.
If you're talking about the movie we're most intrigued to see, I'm most intrigued to see the Melissa McCarthy puppet movie.
Yeah, that's like a guilty pleasure. I mean, I don't want to pick it, but I want to see it.
Yeah,
it's like an updated Roger Rabbit. It's like they're trying to solve a puppet murder instead of like a Toontown murder.
Yeah, and I'm intrigued by it. But do you think that it's going to make any money? Do you think it's going to have a good like the same way with Black Klansman? Black Klansman looks great, and I want to see it. It has Kylo Ren in it, and it's a Spike Lee joint. But like, when was the last time like there was a Spike Lee joint that a lot of people went and saw?
He got game,
or was any good?
By the trailer it looks great.
He got game was the last one that did
anything. Right now, like, if
this is definitely number three though, right?
If I'm Travis, the one that you wanted for round three.
Oh yeah, the sequel.
Yeah, but then
I'm totally into that. I'd like to have that on our list.
Johnny English too.
The other one that that I think would probably be the biggest success is the one with the guy that was in the first one that looks really similar to it.
Oh, let's take them both.
Can we take both?
Yep, we need seasonal movies.
They are seasonable.
Well, if you're talking about seasons, you can go to Etsy.com and look up Hookstores and Spices. Get you 10% off with promo code 3RSHOW.
You can't fucking plug your sponsors on our show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good, you just did.
You can plug your show, but not your
Rob,
sponsor.
That was gross, Rob. It was gross.
Come on.
Hey, man, you said seasonings. It was like a trigger. I was like,
When you have sex with your wife, be sure to use Spunk Lube.
Jesus.
Take them both, Mike. Just do it.
We don't want Robin Hood.
Nope.
That looks stupid.
Take both of them. Take both these.
Okay.
I'll subscribe to it, but when we lose this year, it's not on me.
Yeah, we don't have a very good draft. Right now, Travis, we're hoping for too much. We're hoping that Astronaut movie is going to be good, which it probably won't be. And we're hoping that Venom doesn't have a dog shit Metacritic, which we know it will.
It's going to be bad.
Okay, so we're going to take Goosebumps 2 because it's a kids movie, it's Halloween-y, and it comes out around Halloween time.
And it's got a Stranger Things kid in it.
Yeah.
And we're going to take The House with a Clock in its Walls. It has a really stupid, long, convoluted, stupid title, but it looks kind of kid-friendly.
It's Eli Roth's first non-like horror genre motion picture.
Is it really? It's an Eli Roth movie?
Yeah, this is Eli Roth, totally.
Oh, God. Should we take The Happy Time Murders instead?
You should have looked to see what these are going up against before you fucking chose.
Yeah, maybe they're all going up against each other.
That'd be great.
Counter-programming. I mean, if the house with the clock against its walls is going against Predators, then the kids will go see that, and the adults will go see The Predator, you know?
Right.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so Rob, you got one pick left.
Rob's taking the Black Klansman.
Rob.
He's got to, right?
You're exactly right. Put it on the list. Black Klansman.
I knew it. He had to.
It looks really good.
Yeah, because, I mean, I look at it in the same vein as that Sorry for Bothering You, and they got a high-ass praise for that shit.
But, it didn't make any money.
Yeah, but, I mean, am I looking for money or am I looking for points? Like Metacritic and all the other shit.
Well, I mean, the points are based on money, Rob.
No, it's not. It's based on Metacritic, like you said. Because every time I had some shit, you was like, you ain't got no Metacritic.
Well, I mean, if it has a 99% Metacritic and it makes $10 million, you get 10 points.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still stick with it though.
Like if the Meg
Black Power indeed. I'm raising my fist with you, Rob. Yeah.
If the Meg makes $100 million and has a 20% Metacritic, it still scored more points than the Black Klansman.
I googled Black Klansman and the first couple of things is how Black Klansman could turn Cannes acclaim into box office dollars. And let's see what else. There's already like raving reviews.
Travis, so. I think we've made a lot of mistakes in this draft.
I think I've made the biggest
of all, you know. I got a fucking goose egg, goddammit.
Yeah. What happened with that? What happened with Dark Crimes? They just said, nah.
It just like sort of couch. Didn't come out. I think it like went straight to DirecTV or something.
All right, Jody B's going with
Jody
Alpha.
Has the very last pick.
Alpha, right, so, Jody?
I've got the hammer. I would like to say I didn't realize when the end of this was going to be. I really, really wanted to get the Freddie Mercury movie. That made everybody say.
Well, you can take it, Jody. Go ahead and take it.
I don't want
to. Go ahead and take it.
You know what? To be honest with you, motherfucker, at this point, I probably could take it.
Ooh. Braggadocious, Jody.
Ooh.
Holy moly.
Oh. Damn. A braggadocious Jody.
Now I want him to eat those words.
Yes, I do, Travis. I want him to eat those words. You are right.
How about this? I'm going to pick Bohemian Rhapsody.
Jody, you're going to pick a movie that isn't even going to come out?
I want to pick Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, people, wait a sec. People have picked movies that have not come out, correct? But we didn't know at the time of the draft that these movies weren't coming out. You are purposely picking out a movie that you're going to get 0 points for.
So, Jody, you're being a fool right now, is what you're doing.
This is being a fool. You want to win? This is your rookie year. You want to lose?
So since he's forfeiting like his pick, can I take his?
Mocking the game. he comes into my house and he mocks my game, Travis.
Kicks your dog and drinks your milk.
Your game. He's like, I don't need.
I mean, I don't think he said final answer or anything.
No,
he
gets Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'll take it.
Writing it down.
All right.
Comes into my house.
Every single Hollywood Fantasy League update that you post needs to be spiteful against Jody.
Damn game.
It should be.
Oh.
It should be.
You prepare for spite, Jody B. You prepare for it.
So is there any ones that you're surprised weren't taken? I could have seen the Rich Asians being taken.
No.
The only two movies that I have in like my list that like didn't get picked are Robin Hood and Crazy Rich Asians. They were taken like the last two on the list. I don't know what was taken that I didn't have written down. Well, Bohemian Rhapsody, obviously.
Yeah, I had Robin Hood over Black Klansman, but I still went with Black Klansman.
It's not bad. I don't think we had a very good draft.
Night School, perhaps.
I'm gonna be.
Damn it! I forgot about that one.
I'm gonna be really bummed out when Jody still wins, even though he mocks my game.
Look, I think that honestly, the Melissa McCarthy movie is gonna be a slam dunk with the Muppets. Like a dirty Muppet movie. I watched the trailer before I got on because I wasn't familiar with it.
It looks great.
Cool. Yeah, you should have picked that, Jody, but instead you picked a movie that isn't even coming out.
I had it on there.
You're a goddamn fool.
Me. You know what? No.
You convinced me to pick a movie that's not going to get me any points.
Did he just Napier me and say that I convinced him to do it?
Yep.
He's a goddamn fool, Travis.
I was all prepared to sit here and say to pay my respects to Freddie Mercury for this biopic film that was going to come out. And you said, why don't you just pick it? I wasn't going to pick it. I didn't know that was an option.
You know when you could have paid respects to it?
It is.
Next draft when it comes out.
It is We Love Mike month. So, I mean, he was just doing what he's told by you.
That's true. I heard it. You can play it back. You said, just pick it then. See? Mm-hmm. I'm going with my gut, Mike. But here's the thing.
It was a dare. I was telling you you were stupid.
You can't fucking dare me.
And then you just did it
Mike.
Anyway.
Because he'll do it.
You can't fucking dare me.
He's seen that movie Truth the Dare.
Here's the thing. I was going to give you shit about, I really think Venom's going to be a turd. Like, it was funny. He's like the Brady Quinn of movies. You guys remember Brady Quinn? He was this badass quarterback played for Notre Dame or some shit. And he went
Jody, shut the fuck up for a second. Okay. Now, Halloween is going to make a lot of money. Halloween will probably have an okay Metacritic. Let's say, Travis, let's say the Meg makes $80 million.
Yeah.
Has a 30% Metacritic. Has no points.
Why are you so low on the, what do you think the Metacritic
is? So then he's depending
on giant shark movie,
A Star is Born.
I think Meg will make $100 million.
Which, okay, it's a romantic comedy. A romantic dramedy. I mean,
I think it'll
probably
do, really well.
Do comparable to what that movie with him and Jennifer Lawrence when they danced at the end.
No, dude, the A Star is Born is in its sweet spot because the people who were alive for Barbara Streisand's A Star is Born that were like 20 years old who were totally into it are like 60 years old now and love Bradley Cooper, and they are absolutely going to go to that movie.
Yeah, but they're pissed off because they're remaking it, and the original was just fine.
Old people don't get pissed off about that shit. They just go see stuff.
Mike.
It's just us fucking dummies that get pissed off about things.
And then his fourth round movie isn't even coming out, Travis.
Well, that'll give you.
This is going to be the biggest blunder. This is Black Annie. This is going Black to be Annie. Huge, Travis.
Whoa, was that a pick? Like, yeah.
I think it was a first round pick.
It was a first round pick.
Black Annie than Venom.
Black Annie was a first round pick.
First
round pick.
Wow.
I wouldn't have even done that.
Did it bomb?
Bombed so
well. The
hard.
Dog's Purpose was a big one too, with all that shit where the dog almost got drowned and turned out it wasn't even like real. They got fucked on that deal.
Yeah,
huh?
This when people, blunder yeah, will people go down in infamy. Drunk,
I
we will
you.
Speak of it forever.
But it'll be in the tomes of the HFL.
This is all I'm gonna say.
To me, it looks like Rob's getting his belt back.
Look, no, Matt.
I hope so,
Matt. You know what? When this all goes down and I take this shit home, I'm coming from a belt, motherfucker.
Rob's fourth round pick could potentially beat all four of our movies.
That is true.
Man.
Rob's fourth round pick is a Spike Lee movie, drunk.
Yeah.
Spike Lee joint.
No.
I don't know.
Nobody.
I forgot about fucking... Night School or whatever the fuck, that Kevin Hart movie. If I would have been thinking about that for sure, I might have it would have been a toss up between that one and Black Klansman, but it would have been one of those two.
Could have picked Babyfoot.
No.
The last two Spike Lee movies were Chi-Raq and Old Boy. Their two combined lifetime grosses.
Oh no.
Was $4 million.
Well, you have to take into consideration the fact that Old Boy was an ill-conceived remake of of an amazing movie.
The movie that Spike Lee put out before that was called Red Hook Summer. You remember Red Hook Summer, Travis?
I do remember it.
That movie made $300,000 in its lifetime. The last Spike Lee hit movie was Inside Man in 2006.
Oh, I forgot that was a Spike Lee flick.
Okay,
that's a good
movie. So that's the thing, though. I mean, you have Spike Lee trying to make statement pieces, and then you have Spike Lee getting paid by a big multimillion-dollar company to make a good-ass movie. I mean, that's the thing.
That was actually his only one.
didn't he direct Summer of Sam, too?
I don't know. What, there was a part two?
Dollars. Yeah.
Are you saying also?
Not the sequel to Summer of Sam.
In his entire career since 1986,
really like Summer of Sam.
Spike Lee has made 21 movies that have made $380 million. So that's not bad. That's pretty
he also
good.
Made that Damon Wayans one, right, with like the head, like the video camera. Is that Bamboozled? That was a disturbing motion picture.
Yeah.
This blunder will be remembered forever. Jody,
how long has Spike Lee been making movies?
All the years
since 1986.
89,
86.
It's like
Rob,
you know,
Rob. It wasn't a bad pick.
All right,
we took Venom in the second.
Motherfucker,
round.
You chose First Man in the first round.
That movie's gonna be big.
It had first in the title.
It's gonna be big.
Yeah, it has first.
You had to pick it,
Rob. Would you say that you have a pick of the week?
Ooh, a pick of the week? I would like to give my pick of the week to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast for always giving me the opportunity to be on these picks.
Well, not always, and, Rob. When you come in last place, we're not going to give you any more.
So when we finish last place this time, it's going to be these two again?
Yeah.
So you're not going to even be on your own shit?
No, we will. That's how
we don't get kicked out of our own game, but
that's how he rolls.
It's never happened before.
It has happened once.
We've never came in last.
I'm pretty sure we came
in
last one time.
We have never come in last. Not one time have we come in last.
Somebody's going to have to pull up the archive. I want to see the validity of this.
No,
statement.
No, Rob, believe me. I know the validity. It's never happened.
Yes, everybody should go back and listen to every single episode of this show. tweet at Mike and tell him the things that you loved about him. Also, buy some merch.
Because he would love to prove you wrong.
So Jody, pick of the week, buddy? Pick of the week?
I do have a pick of the week.
Is it Bohemian Rhapsody not coming out in October?
I'm looking at this like, baby.
You just made me spit my water over myself.
I think, honestly, those three that I've got are going to do good. This is kind of like the end of Jeopardy when that dude knew the answer and he was like, I don't need, or no, who wants to be a millionaire? He called his dad to say, I'm about to win $1 million. I'm going to take this to that. So that's cool. Pick of the week was on Amazon Prime Video, and I stumbled across a favorite movie of mine from the 90s, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a
good movie. Love that movie. I think
the biggest selling point for me on that movie is when they jump from the hotel down into the pool. I was like, oh, I got to see this movie.
So great. That came out right around the era that Stone Cold came out with Brian Bosworth, the aforementioned Brian Bosworth, where he infiltrates like a biker gang. I love that shit.
It is one of my favorite movies of all time, and it's an all-star cast, a young, tight Vanessa Williams, Big John Studd, Tom Sizemore, and a lot of classic lines. You fucking shot me, dickhead. I love that movie. So if you haven't seen Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, I would highly suggest it.
How do you feel about Hudson Hawk?
That Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, or are you better off than you are, or would you rather be a pig? Love that movie.
All right, Travis.
Thank you for that.
Pick of the week?
Travis's pick of the week for this week is the HBO the HBO documentary Robin Williams, Come Inside My Mind. I watched it.
Is that C-O-M-E?
No, it is not C-O-M-E. It is C-O-M-E. Come Inside My Mind. Oh. Not come inside my mind. Okay. It is an amazing documentary. They take a bunch of old interviews with Robin Williams, and they cut it up, and it kind of provides the narration for his life story, which is very good. It's very interesting. They have some amazing scenes, like behind the scenes of him filming Mork and Mindy, where he's like swearing and pretending to do cocaine on the set of the studio with the studio audience in place that just is dying laughing. A lot of cool outtakes. And then it sucker punches you in the end when you remember that Robin Williams took his own life just a couple of years ago. It's an amazing motion picture. Take a look.
When you were saying narrate his life, I thought you was talking about like narrate, like kind of put the pieces together why he did it.
They kind of spell it out, and you can kind of see as it's building towards the end of his life what's happening. It doesn't actually say this is why he did it. Here's a note, but you kind of get a feeling of what happened. So,
note it.
You ever see World's Greatest Dad?
Yeah, it's great.
So, Drunk's pick of the week. I actually have two of them this week.
You only get one.
You had two last week.
Okay. Well, he did one earlier. You should have did one right at the top of the show.
I don't think I have one, so you can have mine.
Okay. So nice going back.
See, that's
to
why
the,
Mike. This should be appreciated.
Mike gets as many fucking picks of the week as he wants. He's the creator and he's the motherfucker in charge of picking.
But Jody, that's not the type of person Mike is. See, the type of person Mike is the guy who concedes his pick to Drunk.
Selfless.
That's why we love him.
That's why we love Mike.
So this came out sometime last year, but it's also an HBO documentary. I saw it the other night. It is called Atomic Homefront. My high school was referenced in this about how everybody from my high school dies early from cancer.
And the creek that they reference in this, I used to play in as a little kid.
Yeah, me too. So. We're going to die, like, soon.
Fucking survivors.
It's called. It's got nothing but uranium and radium and...
Atomic Homefront. It's a HBO thing. Yeah, it's terrifying.
I literally had nightmares the night that I watched that.
If you like WFOD, watch it, because that's what all your pals in WFOD are going to die
gonna
from.
Die in the next 10 years. Okay, and my second pick of the week is the... PGA Championship here locally at Belle Reve. I get to see Tiger Woods, y'all.
You're going to go
Thursday,
see Tiger?
In person, live and in the flesh.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Guys, I'll tell you what.
He's no Freddy from Freddy's Milkshakes.
Or Freddie Mercury.
And I'll have the balls to go say, hey, Tiger, how are you doing today?
If you enjoyed this, come back tomorrow. Because we're going to do another show tomorrow night for next week. Our buddy B-Rob is going to join us.
I'll be here.
So that'll be fun. So if you want to listen live, same bat time, same bat channel tomorrow night. Or you can catch the podcast when it comes up next week. Because we're not doing a live show next week, drunk. So I'm getting on a goddamn train, drunk. I'm getting on a choo-choo, and I'm shipping up to Kansas City to see...
eat some barbecue.
See the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, fair enough.
Pretty excited about it.
That's how you celebrate We Love Mike Mark.
I'm going to go see my boys.
Take a week off and see your favorite band.
Smashing
then
Pumpkins.
Then you go an hour, 45 minutes south, and you stop in Waynesville, Missouri, and then you shit on the city hall.
Shit on it?
Shit on it.
Instagram that shit, too.
Guns out, funds out.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. The phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.